This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Exhibition debut in 2025 will be Ty Madden and new Detroit pitcher John Brebbia. As Spencer Torkelson, he'll play first today. Gleyber Torres in the lineup and batting in front of catching prospect Tyrone Laronzo. First pitch at 1 o'clock. At the Corwell Health Sports Desk, I'm Chris Villar. For more, go to 97.1 The Ticket and Odyssey.com.
Got home from work yesterday, and my son had connected his phone to our soundbar. And were you ever a guy that when you were in high school and home alone that you were like blasting music?
Oh, yeah.
I can totally see that being on brand for you.
Yeah, I can still do that now.
Yeah. Of course you can. Of course you can. Kag, you... Were you ever that person that if you had the house to yourself, you'd blast music?
No, but in the car. The car is where I really turn it up.
Okay.
Like, that's where you, I mean, when I was growing up, I mean, we had to get the amp, the subwoofer in the car, the nice radio from, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Mickey Shore or whatever. I don't know.
Highland Appliance.
Detachable face had to do that. Yeah.
Yeah, baller.
The detachable
trust
face.
Trust me, not balling.
Detachable face.
So
remember
I,
that?
Yeah, oh, yeah, 100% of it. Your nice Alpine stereo,
right?
Car stereo, yeah.
So I walked in and my son's blasting music.
In the house.
Yes. And
he had the aux.
He had aux.
No cap on that.
No. No cap whatsoever. So he's blasting music and I'm like, I kind of like this. So before I even asked, I went to Shazam and I clicked on to see what I was listening to. And Shazam gave me the still trying. This is really hard. The wheel kept spinning. One more try. And then said, can't find this. I'm like, So I tried it again. Nothing. So I asked him, what are we listening to? And he said,
Shaboozy.
Nope. Lil Tech. I'm like, Lil Tech, huh? I said, I can't find it. You ever heard of Lil Tech?
No.
Kang, you ever heard of Lil Tech?
I'm all out of Lils, man.
Okay, so Lil Tech.
Lil Wayne, Lil Kim.
Maxed. Dude. Maxed on Lils.
Yeah. Lil Nas X.
Can we get a big? And, you know, throw in a big.
As opposed to Big Tech.
Big Sean,
so Lil Tech.
Biggie Smalls.
And he's like, well, I know how to download music that hasn't been released yet. I'm like, what?
Oh, you have Jailbreak Kid in your house?
I better not.
Sounds like it. All these years, all those fears might finally come to fruition here.
Yeah. Let me just say that for those of you that are familiar with Lil Tech, the new Lil Tech is pretty damn good.
Okay.
Yep. If you're a fan of Lil Tech.
Did you ask him what song? Or is it on your playlist?
Yeah, I did ask him what song. I don't remember what he said because it's a moot point because I can't download it. So.
Oh, yeah. Until well, you know a guy, though. You actually live with the guy.
Yeah, we'll see.
Got a guy.
Yeah, we had to have a little talk.
Little talk.
When that kid.
little talk.
When he comes back from college, the first time.
Yeah.
The first thing he's going to do is jailbreak. Dude. Amazon Fire Stick. So, Dad, watch this.
Not in my house.
Not up in here?
No, we're going to end up. I'm going to end up in prison.
You're convinced of it.
Yeah. I'm convinced of all these things. If the moment that I try to intentionally do something like that, within the next 48 hours, the technology will be developed to track who's doing it and prosecute. I'm just so convinced that that's going to happen.
Evan's telling me it's Lil Tecca, by the way. I don't know if it's
Lil
true.
Lil Tecca?
Yeah. Lil Tecca.
Well, let me look here.
Yeah, look it up and you let me know.
I did look up for other songs.
Does Lil Tecca work for Doge? No? Is that a different guy?
That's not Lil Tecca. That's not Lil Tecca.
Apparently none of it's Lil Tecca.
Maybe it's Lil Tecca, yeah. I got some catching up to do then on who my Lils are. Lil Tecca. It is Lil Tecca. Thank you. Well, hold on, Evan. Hold on. What do you know about Lil Tecca?
It's hot with the kids, man.
Do you know any of Lil Tecca's work?
Yeah, we got... No, I don't know any of them.
I mean, he was huge. He broke out with Ransom that one year.
Yeah, 19 when he dropped Ransom. That was a big deal. Yeah.
I mean, Down With Me came out last year. It was pretty cool.
Google's an amazing thing, isn't it?
Best ever.
Sorry, I got to get familiar with Lil Tecca. Not Lil Tech.
Lil Tecca, the stage name of Tyler Justin Anthony Sharp.
Awesome.
I mean, are you kidding? That, all that ends up being Lil Tecca? Oh.
You can be anything you want to be.
Yeah, you can.
In the rap game.
Only 22. Man was hitting it in 2019, hit it big.
Well, the new Lil Tecca's, I think, really good.
When he was like 17, 16, 17?
248-539-9797.
We're old, Doug.
What's that?
We're old. So is Kang, by the way. Kang didn't know that.
I have no idea.
We're getting younger. We're getting younger.
Through Doug. Yeah.
Yeah, through my son.
Well, and you didn't even get the name right.
Well, no, I didn't. this is also true.
What's his name? Little Tiki?
Right. What is it? Hello, fellow kids.
Love the little Tiki. He's great.
What was his real name? Do you have his real name again?
Tyler Justin Anthony Sharp. Tyler Justin. It's like Tyler hyphen Justin Anthony Sharp.
That sounds like more like a country club kid than a rapper.
Dude, if you told me this kid's name was Tyler Justin Anthony Sharp.
Yep. And his brother, you know, Spalding.
Right, yeah. Carpal tunnel. Yeah. You know, Wainwright III. Yes. But it's not. It's great from Brooklyn. Or Queens. Sorry, Queens, my bad.
Dude.
I corrected. I came correct afterwards.
All right, so I came correct. more on Brad Holmes and what he had to say. Guys, you can't believe anything a GM says, especially now that we're in silly season, with setting up plot lines to acquire people. That's from Scott and Carlton. We said there's two ways you can interpret what people have to say. GMs, you can either dismiss everything or you can take them on face value for what they're saying. If you want to dismiss it, that's fine. I get it. From an unnamed texter, I'm okay with the approach because I think he's just playing the game. I think chances are we'll see something by the draft, by draft night. But for now, I think Brad is doing what all other teams that are in the market for Myles Garrett are doing. I can't wait to see Smith and a healthy Hutch together, making quarterbacks nervous all day long. That's from Frank at work. I mean, that could work, right?
Yeah, it absolutely could work. It would have been so great last year if Hutch was healthy, but he wasn't. I think Za'Darius Smith is a quality pass rusher.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw glimpses of it.
So what is a reasonable amount of production to get from the edge opposite Aiden Hutchinson?
I mean, look, I know you want a number at it, then you're going to compare the numbers that Za'Darius Smith had, and you say, there it is. But
Za'Darius Smith's numbers probably aren't going to go up.
Well, I don't know if they're going to go up or not in terms of sacks, but I think what the Lions want out of it is that they want somebody who's going to, at the very least, provide pressure, consistent pressure, If you get home, awesome. Like, I'm sure they'd love to get at least 10 sacks from that side of the defense. But I think the other thing that they want is somebody who can stop the run, somebody who can play. And I don't know if they got enough of that from Za'Darius Smith, where he was like this every down guy, that could, because he wasn't an every down guy with the Lions.
Feedback regarding Brad Holmes' comments, that's arrogance. He'd rather bank on drafting good slash great every draft, which will not happen, and develop his own guys for, quote, sustainability before he even gets a Super Bowl, let alone wins his first one. Before he even gets to a Super Bowl, let alone wins his first one, positions like running back and wide receiver are easily replaceable than elite edge rushers.
I would agree with that. And you know, I think Brad Holmes would agree with that. Brad Holmes, I mean, even said that, look, finding everybody, these guys is everybody wants them. Not easy to get them, and not easy to hang on to them when you have them because they're outpriced. They outprice the market. But here's the thing. Because they're not easy to hang on to, it's kind of contrary to what he just said. That's what makes them, you can get somebody, because on the market every year, these guys do come up and do come around. The part about the running back and wide receiver, I won't disagree with, because I think it is, in the way that running backs are used, they're disposed of after a few years. Because the Lions used a first-round pick on Jahmyr Gibbs, that gives them an advantage because they have that fifth year from him. I'm not convinced that they're going to extend him at some point. We'll see where they're at 3 years from now if we're all going to be like, oh, God, you have to. This guy's 2,000 yards from scrimmage every single season and 15 touchdowns every year. You got to do it. But, again, running backs, you can find running backs throughout the draft just like you can wide receivers.
What do you make of the premise of this text? He'd rather bank on drafting good slash great every draft, which will not happen.
Well, that's the part where the listener or the texter is going to say that's the arrogant part of it. Now, the other side of it is you can say, no, that's confidence and that's a track record. He's been able to do that. Now, it's only been, what, four drafts with the Lions, but I like what he's done for the most part. You're not hitting on every pick. No. You got your Enriquez out there. But you're hitting on more than you've missed by a big margin. And I think that's confidence. I don't think it's arrogance. So I would disagree with that.
97.1, the ticket. Hey, Michigan Auto Law, auto accident attorneys. They specialize only in auto and truck accidents. Many law firms don't specialize, but focus on many different areas of the law. Michigan Auto Law has had the largest auto accident settlement of any lawyer or law firm in Michigan. They have also had the largest truck accident settlement of any lawyer or law firm in Michigan. They are nationally recognized for winning truck accident cases. So I have someone in my family or I need an attorney for an accident. I'm sending them to my guy, Steve, and the folks over there at Michigan Auto Law. They care more, so you win more. Michigan Auto Law, auto accident attorneys. Visit autolaw.com. That's autolaw.com. Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97 on the ticket. Kang and Kenny behind the glass, taking your phone calls at 248-539-9797. And your ticket text. There's a lot of them coming in here. Regarding the news conference held yesterday with Brad Holmes, and look, whether you believe him or not, and whether you think this is a real thing or not, it seemed pretty clear that one of the messages that he was sending yesterday is, we're going to have some challenges bringing back our own guys, and doesn't mean we don't want to be active in free agency, but we're already going to, I mean, he basically said, we're already going to have to lose players we don't want to lose. Now, you know, some people, you don't have to believe him. And that's something that we've said on a couple of occasions here. Look, it's GM talk. You can either decide that you don't believe anything they say, or you can decide that there's some basis of truth in it. But it seemed pretty clear that that was one of the messages he wanted to get across. 248-539-9797. Are you okay with saying, hey, we are going to keep this core together and build around it, most likely with draft picks, but you probably shouldn't expect a big move? And that at one point he was flat out asked, are you likely to add another high-end edge rusher? And he said, probably not. From Adam and Carlton, Holmes has done an amazing job up until this point. Having said that, this will not. This is not the end of the book. I am not interested in a GM that builds a team to the status of very good and then is happy with status quo. He needs to make one or two big moves to win the Super Bowl. If not, move on and get someone who will. Interesting. So, first of all, I mean, do you think he's satisfied with the status quo, with not winning the Super Bowl?
Absolutely not.
And is not making a big move sending the message, I'm satisfied with the status quo? Or is this just the way he thinks it needs to be done? Or he thinks the way it can be done? Because the truth is, if you never have to take on massive salaries and just keep drafting well, it's actually a really, really, it's a great way to get it done if it's possible. This person doesn't think it's possible. This person said you can't do it.
But you're always going to, if you draft well, like he's drafted well, you're always going to have to make a tough decision. I mean, they're not there yet, but they're going to be in a year. They're going to have to make real tough decisions in a year, particularly if you're going to add free agents of significance or go out and trade for someone who's, you know, a superstar. If you're going to do that, then okay, get ready to say, we can't afford Kirby Joseph and Brian Branch. We have to make our decision on one of those guys. Who are we going to hang on to? Okay, because that's how it works. And this is where somebody had called in before and said you can always find running backs and receivers. Well, they already gave a ton of money to Amon Ross St. Brown. Mm-hmm. So that's not going to change. But does it mean that, hey, J-Mo, we're not going to sign to an extension? You know, you want to come back, it's going to have to be on a short-term deal, and it'll be very friendly to the Lions. And, you know, otherwise, thank you very much, and you'll hit free agency. And that could be the same conversation you have with Jahmyr Gibbs. But these are both first-round picks that both get that fifth year. I don't know. I would imagine they pick up the fifth year for both players. I don't know if either player will get an extension because this is the situation you're in. And he loves to build through the trenches. He says it. He's admitted it. So the guys maybe, that if that's where you're going to look, who get the contracts, I mean, he's given it to McNeil. He's going to give one to Hutchinson. They've given one to Penei Sewell. They've, you know, gone out and extended, whether it was Brad Holmes or before him, the linemen like Ragnow and Decker have gotten the extensions. So we'll see if he feels like they have to extend in the next couple of years, Jamison Williams or Jahmyr Gibbs, or you let those guys go so that you can make a bigger move.
You know, I'm at this point, too, when it comes to Brad Holmes. I mostly will give what he's doing a shot. Like, I think it's more likely to be successful than not successful. I thought they built a Super Bowl caliber team this year that got derailed for obvious reasons. I don't know that you, like, would it be a mistake to overreact to the injuries? Like, one of the questions yesterday about, hey, how do you address holes in your roster when those holes might be filled by players that were hurt that are coming back? Like, what do you figure out? How do you figure out what's a real hole on the roster and what was a temporary hole on the roster? But I'm kind of at a point where I kind of want to see what happens if Brad Holmes is allowed to cook for a few years. Does this just keep happening over and over again that they come up short, or is he truly got a sustainable way to win multiple Super Bowls?
Well, how many of these injured guys are going to come back? Are you going to bring Davenport back? Are you going to bring Carlton Davis back?
Well, I think there's a list of some pretty obvious ones that'll come back. Aiden Hutchinson's coming back.
Rodriguez is coming back. But you've got other guys that you have to, okay, are you going to bring these guys back? Because that's part of that defense that you thought was going to be good enough. A top-notch corner in Carlton Davis. Well, are you going to sign to an extension? Or a new contract? Is he a free agent?
Yeah, that's one as a free agent that they have to make a decision on.
Is that the tough decision you make so that you can go ahead and sign and trade for Myles Garrett?
I feel like I think that's a tough decision they might be making just so they can hang on to their own guys. But Hutch, Malcolm Rodriguez, Ennis Rakestraw, Aleem McNeil, Derek Barnes, Amik Robertson, all these guys that had big-time injuries that were lost, I think those are the no-brainers. There are other guys that they have to make decisions on, yes. 248-539-9797. But we'll get back to the Lions a little bit later on. There is a big basketball game tonight. Actually, there's two of them. One for Michigan State and one for the Pistons. This Piston game, is this the game changer in terms of, okay, what is the ceiling? Like, they've won seven in a row. If they go beat the Celtics, right? If they go beat the Celtics tonight, you are looking at, okay, we can stop with ceiling talk. We don't have to set a ceiling. They the 700 team we think they are, they might really be that. Like, this is a big game tonight.
It is a big game. You got two teams that are on streaks. The Pistons have won seven. Boston has won six in a row. They're the second best team in the Eastern Conference with a 42-16 record. This is a temperature check game, right? Let's see how good we are. They don't have to win, but they have to compete.
It'd be pretty discouraging if they get housed.
Yeah, you don't want to see that, but you want to see them competing fourth quarter, tight game. Oh. It's within five. Love to see the Pistons have the lead and just close them out, because then we'll start to say, can we draw conclusions after they beat the Celtics?
It's a great time to find out what you might be.
Yeah.
Like, in the middle of a winning streak, to get a hot Boston team is a great time to say, okay, this is your midterm. Where are you at?
Boston is favored right now by 4.5.
Defending NBA champs, not surprised. I am sure the Pistons themselves are thrilled by this matchup, like excited to get out on the court tonight.
They would have to be, right? And this is the kind of game you want. You want to have these matchups. You want to have the packed LCA crowd. And I think it will be a packed crowd tonight.
248-539-9797. Something the Pistons did recently, other than the winning streak, that I think is pretty telling. We'll get to that today at 11:32. We'll talk some Red Wings in the noon hour. It is Carson Anderson here on 97.1 The Ticket.
So, a simple question for you. Keeping your house warm, is that important to you? Has it been important to you this winter? Has it been a heartbreak for you? Well, of course it's important, but if your furnace isn't working, get it working right, and you're going to have to call the expert technicians. These guys at Birmingham Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, they're awesome. They know exactly what they're doing. They're all over the place. You see the red, white, blue trucks everywhere, and they're there for a reason, because they know how to keep you and family warm this winter and cool this summer. But you don't just take my word for it. Go ahead and check out their A-plus rating they have from the Better Business Bureau, or some of the 5-star reviews that they have on Google. So whether it's your furnace or a water heater, a boiler, or water filtration, maybe you got some burst pipes, whatever the problem is, schedule an appointment online at BirminghamPlumbingCO.com. Birmingham Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, your Metro Detroit boiler experts.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Fired up for some basketball tonight. Pistons and the Boston Celtics at a game to be played at LCA. Time to take the temperature of where this team's at. It is, I always warn against short-term results and long-term conclusions, but when you're streaking the way the Pistons have, this is a better part of 2 months where they are playing 700 basketball. It's a reasonable sample size. That's not, not to any kind of finish line at this point, but I think it's time to start thinking we can draw some conclusions about who this team is and who they are going to be. My God, they're 6 games over .500. They are on their way to, potentially winning here well over 40 games and climbing up the ladder here in the Eastern Conference. What we feel like could be step one of a build towards a championship caliber team. Not likely to happen this year, but man, if they can beat the Celtics tonight, it sure will be reassuring that what they've been doing of late is authentic.
Well, I think the exciting part is how well they're playing now, and knowing that there are still massive strides to be taken by Asar Thompson, Ronald Holland, and Jalen Duren, and who knows what it looks like when you throw in Jaden Ivey, if he's going to be part of this team's future. And I hope that he is, because he was – this year he was off to a really good start and was answering the critics and people that have the narrative that say that Cade Cunningham and Jaden Ivey, they can't coexist on the floor together, even though they hadn't played a whole lot together because of injuries. But this year, they were playing well together.
They're at a point, too, where they have to ask themselves, is there any reason that Jaden Ivey has stunted our growth as a team, even though he's gotten better as a player? Since they've lost him, they're playing better as a team. I think it's probably unlikely that that's the case, but they'll know inside their own hallways whether or not that they've seen something else get unlocked because Jaden Ivey's not on the floor.
Well, I think it's if someone's going to draw that conclusion, I think it's unfair because when you look at a team that's under a brand new coach and added new players, the start to the season, even with Jaden Ivey, I think they were 15-18, something like that. Okay, just a little bit below 500. But they were winning games. They were starting to click and starting to win games. But it takes a while to get used to the new system, the new coach, the new surroundings, and new players, right? So they were heading in the right direction. Now, they've taken off since then, but I don't think it's I guess I just think it's coincidence. I don't think it's
I tend to believe that as well. I think it's a fair question to ask as outside observers. Hey, is there a correlation between the way they are playing and the loss of Jaden Ivey? It's okay to ask the question. I'm asking the question. I think it's up to them inside the building. They will be the ones that know if something got unlocked. They'll be the ones that know if that he was getting in the way of some development, whatever that development might be. And if that's the case, then you've got a tradable asset. You probably don't score a huge return, but
Jaden Ivey was playing really well before he got hurt, and I think we all trust J.B. Bickerstaff with this roster at this point, right? Whether he's going to help, they can bring him back to improve this team, or whether they were doing better because he was out. But either way, I trust J.B. He's done such a tremendous job this year in such a short amount of time. You know, Trajan Langdon didn't draft all these players, but we felt like they could give more, right, with all previous coaching staffs, and this is what we're finally seeing, which is the more part of it. Tonight's game is huge, man. Tonight's game is like one of those, if you're an NBA fan, I mean, the Celtics are 9-1 in their last 10. They have not slowed down. And then we all obviously know the Pistons are streaking as well. This should be a good one at the LCA tonight.
It's an important stretch of games for the Pistons, and it starts tonight. And I imagine that building's going to be jumping. They're turning into a must-watch. What was cool, though, is in the 24 hours that were the back-to-back games in Atlanta and then the home game is against the Clippers, they won a game where they scored 148 points and came back the next night and held a team to 13 points under their average. Like, they were completely different styles of games. And the Pistons are like, okay, we're going to need to win tonight this way and then come back the next night and win in a very different way. And I kind of like that about the way this team, again, they're not, you know, one trick pony. They're finding ways to win in a variety of different ways.
They've definitely found ways to win. One more just final stat, if you will, with Jaden Ivey. They were 14-16 in the 30 games he played, and they had won four of the last five before he got hurt in that Orlando game. So they were trending in the right direction with Jaden Ivey and Cade Cunningham. This is a guy who's shooting over 40% for 3 points and was scoring over 17 points a game.
What'd you say the record was?
14-16.
Okay. I mean, again, I'm not drawing that conclusion.
And winning four of the last five.
I think you have to, they will know the answer to that question.
Yeah.
Okay. Because we don't have Jaden, blank got unlocked and we like blank better than what we had with Jaden.
Now, they did play Boston three times during the time that Jaden Ivey was here, was playing, and they lost all three games. So tonight's game will be, this is a different Piston team that Boston will have faced because it's not Jaden Ivey. So I'm really looking forward to seeing this one tonight because this feels like it's a temperature check.
Yeah, it's
barometer
one of those,
game.
Yeah, measurement stick game. You know, like, I don't want to make too big out of a regular season game, but it is to kind of see where you stack up against the best. Because the Celtics, defending champs, they're one of the best teams in the league.
And they're playing well.
Oh, yeah. And so I don't want to get blown out, but if for some reason it does kind of go that way, don't lose track of what the Pistons have done and what they can continue to do this year.
So in the most recent NBA power rankings on ESPN.com, just off the top of your head, where do you think the Pistons rank?
I would guess 13.
Kang, any thoughts?
I was going to say 12.
One of you nailed it. And that would be Mr. NBA, Scott Anderson. Here's what they write.
13's a team number.
Forget merely making the playoffs, with the Pistons having used a 7-game winning streak to open up a 3.5-game lead over the Magic for the 6th seed in the East. They can now turn their attention up in the standings. Detroit is only a game back of the Pacers and Bucks for 4th, which would mean home court advantage in the first round. If the Pistons can stay that close, finishing the season with a home-and-home set against Milwaukee will give them a potential 2-game swing. Of course, Milwaukee now playing without Bobby Portis, who's suspended. They will have him back before that 2-game swing, of course. But it's been a fun watch, fun climb to the top, and a opportunity year to, change the expectation. Change the expectation. You know, we talked last week about Michigan State and the schedule that was affronting them and how they could change the expectation, and they did. Now the Pistons this week have Boston and then Denver.
Yeah, you know, and they just beat the Clippers. Clippers were a winning team.
Yep. But we're talking about, you know, teams that are at the top of the food chain in terms of NBA championship caliber teams. They can change the expectation. What a 2-0 week would mean. Now, a 1-1 week would be pretty damn good, but a 2-0 week would be, wait 1 second here. What do we have on our hands? Should be fun. Should be exciting.
Well, the fact that they're in the conversation, you know, and not for NBA championship stuff, but they're in the conversation for people. Just people walking on the street telling you, want to talk sports? How about the Pistons? You can't get away from it. They've made themselves, you know, relevant and more than relevant. Been dreaming about the day that we get to host playoff series at LCA for not just the Pistons, but the Red Wings. And this could be the year we get both.
Has anybody ever won a playoff game in LCA?
I don't know. No, because Red Wings.
Yeah, the other teams.
Yeah, right. Milwaukee. No, but because the Red Wings haven't been in the playoffs at LCA. Last time they did, I think they were in at the Joe.
That's pretty incredible. I mean, the arena is nice, but I always talk about the best ones are the ones that have a soul, that have a history, that have moments you remember. There's where I was sitting, or that's where so-and-so scored the goal, or that's instead where so-and-so hit the shot.
Yeah, instead the history is on the concourse of the championship teams from the past with the Pistons and the Red Wings when they won them at the Palace or at Joe Louis Arena. Or you see the beautiful bronze statues they have. Those are awesome. Love those statues. Love the Gordie Howe statue. You know, they used to greet you when you walked into the Joe, but now it's right there at LCA. That's where the history is. When you want the history, yes, to be at center ice or to be center court.
Okay, so I told the story earlier. My daughter sent me a text. She made a grave mistake. I got very worried.
Grave mistake.
Grave is a scary
word. That's a grim word, yeah.
And I was, as a father, I was panicked. Then I found out what the mistake was, and I couldn't stop laughing.
Oh.
We will get to that today at 11:48. Also, next hour, we'll get into the Red Wings a little bit. It is Carson Anderson. We have open lines. Just a reminder, you can stream the show and all the shows here on 97.1 The Ticket using the Odyssey app. Download it for your mobile device today. Also, big prizes to be won if you are listening on the Odyssey app, including a trip to Vegas for the March basketball tournament, something to look forward to. So get the Odyssey app for your mobile device today. You can also stream to our website, 971theticket.com, where Evan posted Champ and Chump yesterday. Streaming with video? Well, that's twitch.tv and youtube.com. They both have search bars at the top. Type in 971theticket, and there we are. Scott and I, Kang and Kenny, doing the show. Say hello. It is Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
Having a company that's reliable is everything, right? It's one thing to know that they're going to pick up the phone. It's another thing to absolutely know that they're going to deliver on the promise to help you out and make things the best they can be. This is why I love Precision Garage Door. Pick up the phone, you call these people, they answer the call 24/7. They'll come out, diagnose any issue you have with the garage door, and then they'll fix it. They'll help you out in maintenance. They'll give you tips on what you guys should be doing to make sure that the garage door stays great for years and years to come. And when the time comes to get new garage doors, you got it. You call Precision. They're amazing. Jackie and the team, they're a breeze to work with. I've worked with them several times, and right now you get a free door opener when you buy any new garage door. That's nearly a $500 value, and the sale ends March 31st. Plus, if you mention 97 on the ticket, they're going to waive your service fee. Cold weather causing problems? Precision's available 24/7, even on weekends and holidays. Call 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR if you've got any issue, or visit precisiondoormi.com and schedule that appointment today.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
My car, Scott Anderson, 97, won the ticket. 248-539-9797. By the way, good luck to everybody out there in their high school basketball districts, which are going on right now. And on our way to road to the Breslin Center. So that got underway Monday. More games tonight. Good luck to everybody out there, especially those that are loyal listeners to the Carson Anderson program. Gator.
Doug.
So I get this text from my daughter. She needed some help with some stuff yesterday, and as I pulled up to pick her up, said, "Dad, I made a grave mistake." And I was like, oh, God. And that, you know, those words right there just cause panic. My daughter is an intern in the Michigan Athletic Department, a sophomore there. And she's looking for more internships. And she's sending a resume out to a number of places, kind of flooding the market, as one might do, just to get more experience and put more stuff on the resume. And she saw a listing for an intern that was needed in the communications department of the Green Bay Packers. So she decided to apply for an internship in the communications department of the Green Bay Packers. Communications department is basically the people that set up all the media.
Yeah.
Handles all the media appearances, the interview requests.
Putting stat packages together.
Yeah, they basically
highlight packages.
Are a conduit between the media
and
the organization. And you know, somebody handles all that. And so she applied. She went to the website, saw this spot with the Green Bay Packers, filled out the application, the online form, attached the resume and all that. She said she noticed a couple of questions were a little strange. And but answered them all and was like, why am I answering this? Why am I answering that? But she answered them all. She gets done, and I guess she got like some confirmation email or something that they had received her. And when she looked at it, she realized that she had, in fact, applied to be the communications director for the Green Bay Packers. She messed it up, and instead of applying for the internship, she like applied for a $200,000 a year job, which requires years of experience.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
To run the communications department for one of 32 NFL franchises.
List the other teams you've worked in the NFL. What's that?
What year did you graduate? She's like, graduate in 2027.
Well, at least she caught it early.
Well, she applied. So she said to me, and Dad, I haven't heard back. And I said, yeah, you probably won't. But have a good laugh about it.
So the... out of college,
mm-hmm.
when I had an interview with this radio station at the time when we were just AM 1270.
Yeah.
And we're a news talk station. And when I sent a cover letter and resume out to a bunch of radio stations at the time, I just wanted to
the market.
Get in radio. Exactly. Yeah. And I was followed the radio in high school, loved it, and I knew this is what I was going to do. So at the time, I didn't know that years later this was going to become a sports station, which was even more up my alley, but we didn't have a sports station in town at the time, so I was applying anywhere, any music station and anything. Just want to get my foot in the ground,
sure.
In the ground floor and foot in the door, the whole thing, right?
Yeah.
So I got an interview with this station, and I thought, oh, thank God, this is great. All right, I just
Sweet.
Interviewing for a mailroom position, so I thought.
Mm-hmm.
It became abundantly clear 10 minutes into the interview that I was being interviewed for something else.
Oh, really? So you've done this.
Yeah. I didn't, but I was just, I literally said, hey, looking for an entry-level position in my cover letter. Love to, get involved in radio as a career. And 10 minutes into the conversation in the interview with the vice president / program director and the executive producer, I realized that I was being interviewed to take over the morning show producer's job. Which at the time,
Denny, you thought you were applying for a job in the mailroom?
Yeah, yeah.
How did the wires get crossed on this one?
I found out afterwards because the interview did not go well, did not go well at all. Worst interview in my life, and I
were
think
they like
probably,
asking you questions you had no idea the answers to.
None, because I'd been away at school, so I never listened to this radio station at that time when they were conservative news talk. I didn't. The only time I listened to was literally driving to the interview. So when they're asking me questions like, tell us what you know about AM 1270. I'm like, well, and all I could think of was any promos that I heard on the air explaining what the lineup was because I didn't know. And I'm like, well, you got Denny McClain in the morning and Mark Scott comes on at 9 o'clock. And And then I couldn't remember that Rush Limbaugh was on a station, which was the big thing, and that the vice president was very upset that he thought he was wasting his time. And after saying that three times to me, that he thought he was wasting his time.
How did you, like?
I responded by saying, well, if you think I'm wasting your time, imagine what I think about you right now.
Wow.
Because I figured
that's aggressive as hell.
Yeah, because I was pissed. And I was pissed for a couple reasons. One, I didn't need to hear that from him a third time.
Right.
And moreover, that's not what I was there for. So I was pissed because I figured at this point, I don't have the job. What do I care? I'm never going to see this guy again. As I'm walking down the hall after, he goes, all right, well, I guess we're just done. I'm like, yeah, I guess we're done. So I walked out and I'm pissed. I'm walking down the hall and the executive producer stops me. Scott, stop. Okay, come here. I want to talk to you. Brings me into the green room they had at the time. And he goes, I'm really sorry about that. And I literally, what the blank was that, dude? And he's like, well, we were really impressed with your resume and cover letter. So we thought, why not interview him for the morning show producer's job? I'm like, you think you want to? And I said, maybe you should let me know that's what I was interviewing for. Perhaps I would have been better prepared. I'm literally looking to get an entry level job. He goes, well, the mailroom position is still open if you want it. So my career got started on absolutely the wrong foot, but still landed softly.
I tell you what, it was wise to take the job.
Yes.
Because I got to tell you, there's part of you that is stubborn that I could see you saying, screw that, but I'm glad you took the job.
Well, at the other, because I was working another part-time job at the time, which was doing market research with phone surveys.
Wasn't the no sinks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No sinks.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
But so I was looking to do anything else, and this was, got in on the ground floor, literally in the mailroom.
All right, so 248-539-9797. Did you ever apply accidentally for the wrong job? The way my daughter applied to be the communications director for the Green Bay Packers after three semesters in college.
Yeah, that's ambitious. She's got some oxy, I tell you. Let's give her a chance.
I mean, if we start having Matt LaFleur on in the fall, you'll know she got the job.
Jordan Love Wednesdays?
Yeah, she said, Dad, I don't know if I guess I'll go back and fill out the application for the communications. And I said, you can do that. But, you know, if you get the job, you can just hire yourself as the intern. You can be the director and the intern. You get the job you're after. But I mean,
that's brilliant.
I can't stop laughing about it just because, I mean, the people in the business, they work forever and they build these huge resumes, and you got this sophomore in college going, yeah, I think I could do that job. I mean, that's how they're going to interpret it. They're going to interpret it. They got this kid that thinks they can do the job, which is hysterical. And she's like, I said, do you mind if I bring this up in the air? And she goes, no, I don't mind. I said, I can't stop laughing about it. And she said, yeah, it's pretty humiliating. I said, well, it doesn't matter. In the grand scale of things, it doesn't matter.
It's a learning experience.
Yes. 248-539-9797. Did you ever accidentally apply for the wrong job? And you didn't apply for the wrong job. You ended up in the wrong interview.
Ended up upgrading the interview to a different position that they didn't tell me about.
But apparently, did you ever see the guy that interviewed? I'm sure you did after that, right?
Yeah. He was there for another year and a half or 2 years. And then it would probably be 3 years. And then they sold the company. The family that owned the radio station and other radio stations sold to Infinity Broadcasting, which became CBS, which became Entercom, which became Odyssey. Yeah.
Did it ever become a we can laugh about it now thing?
Or with that guy?
Yeah.
No. No. In fact, I was not intimidated in the least. I was always laughing inside when I was walking around the building and I would see him because I was always friendly to people. I would say hi to everybody. I knew everybody in the building by first name because working in the mailroom, I literally would have to know who they are. So every time I ran into him, I was always like, Michael?
Did you?
Yeah. Every time. And he wasn't the friendliest guy.
I got to tell you, that he must have felt a certain degree of egg on his face that he... And you had a confrontation during the interview and you got a job in the building anyway?
I think there's a 48% chance that he didn't even remember that I was the guy that he interviewed.
Is that right?
Yeah.
248-539-9797. Mark, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Mark.
Hi. My wife was, we were in New York a few years ago, and we were looking for a Lyft from either Uber or Lyft. Well, anyways, we didn't have an account for Lyft, so my wife went on their whatever to try to sign up for it. And she starts asking questions. Why are they asking me questions for about my Social Security number? And my other kids looked at what she had just done, and she had accidentally signed up to be a Lyft driver in New York City. So
a little extra income while you're on your trip.
That's right. Why not?
Yeah. Yeah, right. So, but we live in Michigan, so it wouldn't work out. But no. Anyways, I just thought it was it's a family story of that will last for a long time.
Well, it's pretty good. 248-539-9797. Did you ever accidentally apply for the wrong job? Get to some Red Wings talk next hour. Big win last night in the context of this playoff chase. Woo, coming from 2-0 down. Got to like that. We'll get to that in the noon hour here on Carson Anderson on 97.1.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.